Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
We are coming to you live, as always, from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And a big show for you tonight. Man, I can't wait. We got 3 hours of straight fire. All right? Bringing heat. We got NFL. We got NBA. We got Major League Baseball. We got scandal. We got it all, folks. And, of course, if you're into baseball, obviously tonight's a big night. So what you do for the AL wild card game
by this time,
I'd say the biggest rivalry in the sport, the Yankees, the Red Sox, winner take all, one and done, March Madness style, all of that. What you do is you put the game on, you turn down the volume, and you listen to the Odd Couple. And have yourself a great night for the next 3 hours here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Let me bring in my partner, who I know is hyped, this huge baseball game tonight, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? You know it. Yankees, Red Sox for all the marbles. Man, one night, one game. I mean, Man.
I know. You need a cigarette.
I do. I need
some
a cigarette
lotion or whatever
the
you
game.
Say. Oil,
baby
cream,
oil.
Whatever you use.
You sound
but
disgusting.
Look,
listen, I'm a little moist right now.
No, hey. As much as I think it should be two of three, Rob, it's like March Madness.
For drama.
One and
yep.
done. Yeah, for drama, you can't beat a one and done situation.
Nah, no, you got to watch. You got to pay attention. I mean, it's just – and tonight and then tomorrow's the Cardinals at the Dodgers. Oh. That one – yeah, another one.
Yes.
So we can't wait. But we are, Chris, going to talk – and I do want to say this to you. I got a question for you. Because we are going to talk about Urban Meyer and all that going on in the show and whatnot, the biggest story out there other than the
right.
you know wild card game. But one question to you, Chris, is what's harder, Jaguars winning a game or Urban Meyer?
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you. I'm just leaving that alone. I'm not even humoring you. All right, let's
Jaguars
introduce the
game,
crew.
Bro. Okay,
it is a trash talking Tuesday. Let me guess who you trashed on Deadspin today. Could it be Urban Meyer?
No, it wasn't. It was actually John Harbaugh.
Wow. Did we talk about that yesterday?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Shout out to Harbaugh. I'm actually going to be following this record now.
I trashed.
Can they go to 47, 52, 58? How long will they get over 100 yards rushing? I'm into it now because of John Harbaugh. All right, here we go, Rob. We got super producer Rob G in the house. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. And on the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin. All right, you mentioned him, Rob. Urban Meyer under mad fire. All right, let me just kick a little bit for those that haven't been following. I'm sure everybody's heard about it, but so basically after Thursday's tough loss to the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati, Urban Meyer talked about being heartbroken, talked about being devastated, the whole nine yards. And the team had Friday off after a Thursday game. And so he does not fly back with the team. Of course, he's in Ohio where he's, you know, was a hero at Ohio State. He may even be from, I think he's even from Ohio. He coached at Bowling Green and all that. But he stayed back, said he was going to hang out with his grandchildren.
I didn't see them at the bar.
Yeah. Oh, So, according to him, at least, they did go out to dinner with the grandkids. And then he stepped out with some friends to the bar that he owns. Forgot what it's called. Urban Chop House called.
He sure did step out.
Well,
he stepped out on his wife, but
photos and videos emerged. Photos of him with some other people, you know, looking like he's hanging out, whatever. His wife tweets, Rob, when she sees the photos, I guess she tweeted, you know, hey, I'm babysitting the grandkids. Urban deserved a night out, right? Okay. Then a video comes out of, you know, a young lady backing up on Urban and dancing, you know, with her backside up against his front side. Let's put it that way.
Is that what it was? Wow.
And you and I talked about it yesterday, and it was like he's got his hands, right? So I was like, well, I don't know from the little seven-second video, I think it was, I don't know if he's grabbing her in the behind or is he kind of covering himself so she's not all up on him. But then another video came out, Rob, and clearly
like
he's grabbing her. Yeah,
he's got the hands.
He thinks
she's an M&M, okay? Because his hands are all over her.
His hands were all over. So now, of course, Urban he has to apologize to the media. You know, he makes a statement. He's apologetic. He says his family's upset with him. He apologized to the team, so on and so forth. There are reports that the front offices and the executives in Jacksonville are meeting, and they're not discussing their next opponent. They're discussing Urban Meyer. Then, Rob, today, Michael Silver, a longtime NFL reporter, does a great job. He apparently talked to a Jaguars player. And the Jaguars player was ripping Urban, said he was afraid to talk to the whole team, said he only talked to the positions separately, right? And then let me just read some of the quotes from this player who's on the Jacksonville team. All right. He told this to Michael Silver, here's of NFL Network. He says the player told him he has zero credibility in that stadium. He had very little to begin with. Players were particularly put off by the fact that Meyer cancels Monday. Okay, that's not the quote ends with.
Right, right.
He had very little to begin with. And then the player also said he even canceled the team meeting. He was too scared. He said he portrayed the woman in the videos as a random person and was just there, who was just there dancing. This player said that the players were skeptical. He said they looked at him like WTH, like what the, or WTF, what the heck, you know.
Right.
And right when he left the lot, you know, talking to the position, different positions, the players, everybody started dying laughing. That's a direct quote. And he knew it. That's also a quote. So they said Urban knew that they were laughing at him. Then the player ends it with this, Rob. It's bad. I don't know how long he's gonna function. So where you at on this, man?
I think Urban has made all of his decisions, Chris, and we've chronicled them since he took the job. He's done a poor job from the strength and conditioning coach.
Greg Doyle, who's got eight players at the University of Iowa suing him for racial discrimination.
And he hired him, Chris, and you remember he went to bat for him when he went at the press conference. You remember that? Though he was never at Iowa when Urban
right,
was at Iowa.
He has no idea what was going on.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, that was ridiculous. The Tim Tebow thing, and then just some of the other stuff. But here's the notion that you don't fly back with your team. Your team is 0-4. And this whole idea that you're telling, oh, yeah, the grandkids and you're going out, which is fine, because nobody's saying you got to be locked in your house and study film 24 hours a day. That's not what it's about.
Right.
But you lose respect for a person. And when he's preaching character and not being a distraction, what he did was unacceptable, and he damaged the way people are going to look at him. There's no turning back. I'm not saying that he won't coach football or whatever, but he's damaged himself just by doing stuff that I think that a leader shouldn't do. And that's what people look at as a coach and Urban Meyer. And people can defend him all they want and call other people hypocrites and all that. And the bottom line is what he did as a public, he's a public figure. And he got caught out on camera in a public setting and a public situation. And people are going to push back on that, especially what was the class he taught at Ohio State? Something in character. Like this is like what this guy's been built on, like supposedly.
Right. Right.
And Chris, you can't have it both ways. You remember his wife knew that one of his assistant coaches at Ohio State was abusing his wife, but he knew nothing of it. Like it goes.
That's impossible.
Impossible, Chris.
Impossible.
You know, you're that's married. Impossible. You live with your wife. You sleep in the same bed. I'm sorry. I was married. There's no way.
Right.
Your wife knew, and that one time.
Right. It's your co-assistant coach. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your wife may not tell you every conversation she has
but
with a girlfriend.
But she's going to say, I'm worried
but
about
in this
her.
Situation, right. In this situation, no doubt. No doubt.
So I'm just saying, Chris, all of this mounted up is bad. It's a terrible look. The Jaguars were within their rights today to fire him. They were. And probably
they made
just
a statement. They didn't fire him, obviously.
Right. Probably because they don't want to give up all that money. What, he signed a 5-year deal?
Right.
At 12,
if you fire
at $12 million?
Dollars? If
they
you
would
fire
rather him,
then
quit.
You gotta pay him. Right.
Right.
They'd rather him quit. All right. A few things. First of all, to use your grandkids as an excuse, as a cover, is terrible. Terrible. I can handle you not flying back with the team Thursday night, Rob. Friday's off. You know, nobody's gonna be at the facility. You know, it's not mandated and all that. If you really are, you're from Ohio, okay, your family's here, you're gonna spend time with the grandkids, cool. But you're going out kicking it. You were kicking it. So don't use your grandkids as a problem. If you had said, "Nah, I'm still going. I'm gonna hang out here.
I'm
with
going
some friends
to my sports
and go
bar,
out.
My restaurant. That's what I'm doing.
That wouldn't have sat as well with me coming off a tough loss. Maybe you just fly back with your team, but you know, even that is not the most egregious thing. Urban Meyer, what he did, you know, people know how I get down. I'm not cool with what he was doing. All right, period. I don't think it is a fireable offense necessarily. To me, the question is going to be this. Can he still lead your football team? We got these quotes that the player told to Michael Silver that would suggest no. It's going to play out over the next few weeks. We will see if the – because, Rob, when you watch that game Thursday night, the Jaguars were playing hard. They play hard. Robinson, the running back boy, runs hard. They gave it their all. Now, if that dissipates, if he no longer can reach the players, if they've lost respect for him, if they want nothing to do with him, if they think he's a hypocrite and they don't want to hear him talk about character, don't tell me I can't go here, I shouldn't be doing this, that. If he can't get through to them on that level, then he's got to go. But that's where it should be. As much as I don't agree with what he was doing, it's not a fireable offense.
Okay, let me interject right here. I get your point, but it's the
bigger part. We had a freaking president. We've had several presidents.
Okay.
So let me say this. All the people, because I do, I could throw stones because I don't be doing that on my wife. All right? But it's a lot of hypocrisy out there. And I'm not trying to defend Urban Meyer. I'm just saying, if you out there doing the same thing and you're married, you don't need to be saying nothing.
Okay,
You can talk about him not flying with the team. You can talk about Greg Doyle. You can talk about he can't be a leader, all that. But you a hypocrite if you start calling him out about cheating on his wife, if that's what he was doing and this and that. And I'm going to go a step further. All of you who thought it was no big deal, Bill Clinton doing this in the White House, and you tried to brush over that because of your politics, and all of you who backed Donald Trump and tried to brush over the comments he made before he was even elected, and you still elected him president, you know, grabbing women by this and that, you all hypocrites if you're talking about Urban Meyer. In this instance.
And that's what I'd say.
Public figure or not. Yeah, I get it, Rob. Public figure, you can be criticized and talked about more than a private figure. However, it's still hypocrisy.
Okay, here's my only problem I have with your stance. Is that when Donald Sterling said something on a private telephone conversation with his side piece, and being a racist is not a crime from the standpoint, Chris, that he was forced to sell his team because it wasn't for good business and they felt like players wouldn't want to play there. All I'm saying in the case of this is that the organization could feel like he's lost the locker room because he's not credible.
But I'm just saying,
they forced Donald Sterling to sell his team because of the comments that people heard that were recorded. If no one had ever heard that, he probably would still own the Clippers today. And my point is, once stuff gets into a public domain like this, where you see video and you see stuff, Ray Rice, ask him, he's never recovered from anything that's happened to him after they have a video of what he did to his wife. And I don't know if he did it before, Chris, or if we had never seen it, would Ray Rice be persona non grata for the rest of his life?
I get it, Rob, but that's a different argument.
Okay, but I'm with you on that.
It's not a fireable
offense, but you could be where somebody doesn't want you to work for them anymore. The same way, totally agree. That Trevor Bauer, right, isn't in jail. There are no charges filed for him, right, against him. None. But
Rob,
the baseball and the Dodgers
should fire him for whatever he was doing on his wife.
No, that's not what I said.
They be firing a lot of people.
That's not what I said. I'm just saying. you could still lose your job from the standpoint that people can deem you not fit to lead. And that's what he did.
Not fit to lead. But don't know that if he's lost. I just said it. I spent 3 minutes saying if he's lost the locker room, then he can't coach there. But that remains to be seen. We'll know that from the way the players respond on the field and during the work week.
I think it's going to be rocky, man.
It might be. And then he could get fired. I'm just saying that in and of itself is not a fireable offense in today's society where we've had presidents of the country do worse. That's all I'm saying. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Where are you at on Urban Meyer?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Coming to you live, as always, from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob and I have a message for you. Don't let age beat you. Go get M-Drive. It's the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. Visit MDriveForMen.com for 20% off with promo code ODDCOUPLE. Don't let age beat you, fellas. Go get M-Drive. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Remember, of course, Robin, we talked about this too. Robert Kraft. We know what he was caught up doing down in Florida. Yep. Jerry Jones videos, photos of him have run amok. So I'm just saying, unfortunately, Urban Meyer ain't alone in doing that type of stuff in the NFL or anywhere.
All right.
So, you know.
Let's get on a couple of these. Jerome in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jerome?
I just wanted to say hello. And eventually, it's going to be close, but they may have to fire him. They may have to fire. And by the way, if this was Obama doing something like this, all those people that voted for Trump, man, it would have been like that riot at the Capitol, okay? They would have come after the black community so hard for something like this. But eventually, they may have to fire him because I don't see any way out of this. I don't even know if they can win enough to keep his job.
It's going to be Kenny. Does he still have that locker room? And he may not. I mean, we saw the quote. And
that's just one person that they talk to. You don't know. And as time goes on, And what do they always preach to you, Chris, in football? Don't be that guy. Don't be the distraction to the team. And it wound up being the head coach.
And
the
he head has coach. Been that since he got there.
Everything the he's thing, done. Rob. Everything yep. he's done.
No doubt. And you brought up, and it's an important point, if they fire him, he gets that money.
No,
Because this wouldn't be, I don't think this would be in a moral clause. It doesn't, you know, break the personal conduct code of the NFL. Oh,
yeah.
But he might, Rob, if you just let this play out all year, he may walk away.
No, he might step down at the end of the year. If it gets so bad, he could step down soon. So if he realizes nobody's listening to him and players don't respect him, he could just say, I'm out of here. This is I don't care. I have money. I don't care. And I'm leaving. Tez in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tez?
Rob, Chris, what's up, y'all? Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, Rob, that joke was so funny. I started cracking up in the car. People was looking at me crazy. But my take is, you know, I kind of agree with y'all, but then again, like, when I first heard about it, I didn't think it was a big deal because all he did was just get a little small twerk. Now, I did just see, like, the little extra footage, but I didn't think that much of it. Now, I know his position. He's a leader. He's a coach. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe he trying to get out of Jacksonville. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
But Tez, it's just
he's
that.
Married. It's a distraction, morally. It's between him and his wife. But, yeah, Rob's right. It does become a distraction.
And that's not what you want from your head coach.
Don't need to deal with.
No, not at all. Thanks, Tez. Albert in Honolulu, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Albert?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
Yes.
I don't know. This is kind of weird, man. I mean, we're in a place in society now where we're all up in everybody's business now. Now, I understand it is a distraction and everything, but the man was on the
But, Albert,
time.
Let me say this. I'm going to let you finish. Let me say this. He was in a public place. This is not somebody's videotaping through his window and he's in a house. He's in a public place.
Okay, he should have wondered. I mean, I get it. He's older.
Everybody has a camera,
but
Chris.
But, yeah. Everybody has a camera. You think you – I mean, come on. It was just a random person filming him.
Right.
Right.
Agreed. But the man was at his own restaurant. On his own time, like I said, after a game. I mean, I definitely don't agree with what he's doing. I'm not going that far, but I feel like we're just, we're worrying about something that has really nothing to do with anything.
I think I speak for Rob. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rob. We're not saying he should get fired for what he did at the club. I'm certainly not. My point is, if that causes him to lose the locker room.
That's when he becomes ineffective, right?
And here's the other thing. Related to your job.
Albert said something about he's on his own time after the game. Chris, we work for Fox Sports Radio every day, 24/7. You can't go into a bar and start spouting out anti-Semitic comments, right? Because you're not on the air.
Absolutely.
And say, I'm not on Fox Sports Radio. I'm just on my own time. You represent Fox Sports Radio on FS1 every single day.
Absolutely.
Every day, 24 hours a day. He represents all those football players, ownership, and the fans of Jacksonville as long as he's the head coach.
Right.
People have to understand that.
All right, we got Ephraim Salaam coming up next. We'll talk with him, former NFL offensive lineman. But first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a friend of the show. You hear him here every week. Former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio weekend host. Our man, Ephraim Salaam. What up, brother?
What's up, fellas?
We're good, man. We're good. Now, let's get right into this.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the Urban Meyer situation? I mean, we're going right in, baby.
Yes. And I'm okay with that. You know, I questioned Urban Meyer's even prior to training camp or any of those things. Some of the things that he's done has let me know that this may be too big for him, that he wasn't really ready, namely – the first thing was when he named his strength and conditioning coach.
Right. Chris Doyle.
And which immediately was red flags for everybody, including the NFL. And it was like, yo, look, with this guy's past, there's no way that we can allow this. And for him not to even take that into consideration, I was like, okay, well, maybe he's not really paying attention to how this thing works. And then the other thing was the Tim Tebow thing. Like, that didn't make sense. And you can say whatever you want. That doesn't make sense to anybody who knows anything about football, professional sports. I mean, that to me was a personal thing that affected the team, which you can't do.
Right.
Right? Like, if they have a personal relationship.
You can't hook your boy up.
Friends,
hey, right.
Like, you can't do that. And the third thing was when they drafted Travis Etienne, and then he starts saying that he was going to be like a receiver, slot guy, and I was like, okay, well, what is going on? Like, what is he doing?
Right.
But Ephraim, this is the thing here, is his judgment, and you know, your coaches say,
that's
don't be that guy.
That's what everything Ephraim said.
Right. I'm saying that in a public place, Ephraim. He's in a public place. He represents the players, the organization, the owner, and the fans of Jacksonville, and he's married. I mean, the whole look is a bad look. And if you're a player, and we already heard from at least one player saying he has, like, zero credibility, how do the players respond to this, Ephraim?
Well, if your head coach is acting like a joke, then you treat him like a joke. You can lose the locker room. The things that he's done, you can lose the locker room. I mean, it's over.
If you're in that locker room, has he lost you?
Oh, he lost me when he signed Tim Tebow.
Okay.
I know how hard it is to make an NFL roster at a position you've done your whole life and consistently done it, let alone an 8-year gap and coming back to a new position. Like, that was someone else's opportunity.
No,
yeah, that could possibly help the team.
That's our thing. We've said, look, what he did at the club is not necessarily a fireable offense. But the question is, does he still have the credibility to lead in the locker room? And if he doesn't, then he's going to eventually have to go. We're going to see it over the next few weeks. Because Ephraim, I'm sure you watched the game Thursday night. I thought Jacksonville was playing hard. Like, I thought they were really, right? And so now I guess we'll see, has he lost them over the next few weeks?
They played extremely hard. Trevor Lawrence is coming along.
Yep.
They looked well on Thursday. I was very impressed with how they looked last week. But the fact still remains is they're not a good team. Now, if he was 3-0,
right, it'd be a different story.
Then it's he crazy. He'd be out there drinking. He'd be wild. You know what I mean? But they're not 3-0. They're right. So now it's like, okay, some of the things he's done has been questionable.
Yep.
Can we move forward with this guy in this leadership role? And in my opinion, the answer is no.
You can't, dude.
That video is crazy. Like, I was looking at that like, yo, he's dripping.
You know what?
Right in the open, yeah.
It took me back. I thought I was at Magic City. I just didn't see any singles dropping.
See, yep. Chicken wings in one hand, butt cheeks in the other.
That's what it looked like. Let me ask about Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Beats the Raiders, 3 touchdowns, no picks. That's 7 touchdowns, no picks in the last 2. And let's go back to that Cowboys game where he had 1 touchdown, 2 picks, but had 2 touchdowns called back because of penalties. And they should be 4-0 and have played well. What do you make of Justin Herbert and where he's headed? And the Chargers?
I knew he was the one last year when Tyrod Taylor got his lungs punctured by the doctor and
he had to step in with
no reps, with not like that. It's hard to do. Like, I've been in a situation where someone gets hurt in warm-ups and they're like, hey, you got to play. And you're like, well, wait a minute. I'm not even mentally ready to go.
Right.
And this kid came in and was a rock star. And everything he did last year combined with what he's doing this year, he is the next great quarterback. I don't care what anybody has to say. This kid has it.
Everybody entered the season, of course, thinking Kansas City is the class of that division. How close, if not above Kansas City, do you put the charge? I mean, down the stretch, when we get to who's going to represent the AFC, are the Chargers a legitimate threat to beat Kansas City in the big game that matters?
Oh, absolutely. And if you look across the board at talent, the quarterback position, they have that locked down. The two receivers they have are tremendous. Mike Williams is a giant out there, and Keenan Allen. Those two guys are, you know, they are one of the most formidable receiver duos in the league. The running back with Eckler and the way that they use him, they have all of the skill positions and everything they need on offense to keep putting up points. And that defense is ferocious. They were hitting. They were hitting last night.
Like,
they'll hit your head off.
What did you make of the Cardinals are off to a great start. They beat up on the Rams. That was a big game, divisional game. What did you make of Kyler Murray and how well he's played? And then Stafford, after everybody was ready to erect the statue, he just didn't play that well. I'm not blaming it all on him, but he didn't play that well in the big game. What did you make of those two?
No, he didn't. He didn't play well at all. And Matthew Stafford is a dynamic talent. I was there his rookie year in Detroit and saw right away. We know that he's good. We know that he can deliver the ball to those weapons they have on the Rams. When you talk about Arizona and Kyler Murray, man, look here. Hey, this kid, and I was one of those naysayers saying I thought he was too small. I thought he should have gone and played baseball because I thought at 5'9", I just would be too insurmountable. He's too frail. This kid can play football. He is dangerous, man. Almost better to just keep him in the pocket. Just keep him in the pocket. Make him make a decision from the pocket.
Don't even rush, right? And have
a bunch of guys
in coverage. Right.
Just keep them there. And you know, if they can do that and make him be a pocket passer, then I think he'll be less effective than he is when he's on the move. Because when he's on the move, good luck. I mean, there's nothing you can do to stop that kid.
E from Vic Fangio and Denver's all up in arms about what John Harbaugh
and the Ravens did.
I'm fine with it. This is big boy football. It ain't Pop Warner. What was your thoughts on it?
Look, it's football, man. It is what it is. You're not going to agree all the time, but this is football. This is the NFL. This is, like you said, this is prime time. This is big boy football.
Wait.
You don't care about the opponent's feelings on the field?
With 10 seconds left in a meaningless lopsided game, don't tell me, Ephraim, you're cool with that, that you're going to have your quarterback, your running quarterback, run a play? Imagine if he got hurt.
Rob,
and Lamar was hurt on that play. Ephraim, you'll be the first guy killing John Harbaugh.
Why are we talking in hypotheticals?
Yeah, you're acting like he did
he ran off tackle.
Yeah, that's not what was happening right there. And look, as far as whoever's winning gets to decide what they want to do. Everything else, you had your opportunity at the beginning of the game to write whatever narrative and dictate whatever you wanted to happen. Once you're losing, it is what it is.
Amen.
Ephraim, you knew the record.
Rob, we got to go.
What that record is?
Rob, we agree with me. We got to go.
Record, Ephraim. It doesn't mean anything.
It ain't meaningless. I'm into
Nobody knew it going into the game. And shame on John Harbaugh.
Anytime you tie Franco Harris, it's big time.
And he had some pencil neck geek stat geek. You need 3 more yards. Why don't you run the play so you can get tied? They didn't even break the record.
Right.
They tied
a meaningless
record.
They're going to break it next week, Rob.
No,
they're
going to
break it next week.
I hope they don't get it.
Ephraim Salam, great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate you. All right, man. Peace. Keep it locked. Rob is in rare form. Actually, not rare form. This is Rob, and his power rankings are next.
Rob Parker.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. It's time for Parker's MLB, not NFL, MLB power rankings.
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power.
It's Parker's Power Rankings.
Yeah, I'm hyped. The playoffs have started. I'm going to start any minute now. All right. Let's do it.
Number five,
the Houston Astros. I know they're still the most hated team in baseball.
Wow.
But Dusty Baker's looking for his first World Series. He keeps winning with so many different teams. And the Astros, though, I'm going to put them at five. They finished the season 7-6 the final 2 weeks.
So you're saying
weeks.
The fifth best chance. These are the teams with the best chances to win it all?
Like, yeah. I'm just going in where they are right now going into the playoffs, right? My top five. All right,
number Astros. Four.
Number four. I got the St. Louis Cardinals. I know.
Wow.
I know. People are like, they're not going to get past the Dodgers. How can you pick them? Going in, I love what the Cardinals did. In order to get a playoff spot, they won 17 in a row. Unheard of to be able to do that at the end of the year, to not only get into the playoffs, but to obliterate. And they just did it. It wasn't like one guy got hot. They just got timely hitting and played defense. It was an all-around team game. I love the Cardinals.
Number three.
The Chicago White Sox. They have all the goods. They're a good team. They ran away with the Central. My only problem is they fell asleep during the middle of the season. At one point, they went 29-31 near the end, and they haven't played a meaningful game in a while. So they have all the pieces. I know they got a 90-year-old manager, but I like the team. I like the makeup. I love Tim Anderson.
Who you dissed when he was hired.
Exactly. I'm still dissing it. All right.
Number two.
The New York freaking Yankees. And they were playing playoff games for the last 3 weeks. They've been trying to get in. Remember, they had their 13-game winning streak. Then they went ice cold. And they had to play. You remember while teams were playing like also Rans, the Yankees finished the season having to play Boston, having to play Toronto and the Rays. Chris, were all vying, so they were playing playoff games the entire run, and the Yankees made it happen. They got there.
Number one.
And the number one team, I know everybody's been poo-pooing them all year and saying they can't and they're going to fold and they're not going to make it. The San Francisco Giants.
Wow.
If you're in the Bay Area, stick your chest out. So what if nobody can name your starting lineup? Nobody cares. Keep winning, baby. They got pitching, timely hitting. We know Buster Posey and all these other guys. Hey, the Giants fought off the Dodgers. Dodgers have a better team, better roster. They went out and got Scherzer and Trey Turner. And you know what? They still didn't give up the lead. The San Francisco Giants, you better respect them. How many games do they have to win before people respect what the Giants have done? They are the number one team coming in.
I would say 10? What, 11? 11?
Nobody gives them respect.
Is that enough?
Hey, nobody gives them respect.
11? 3 of 5? 4 of 7? 4 of 7?
Right.
Where are the Dodgers? Did you just forget them?
They get knocked out by the Cards. No.
So, wow. They tied a franchise record, Rob, with 106 wins.
I got it. It's a one game. And, Chris, Adam Wainwright is starting for the Cardinals. He has been unbelievable this year.
So is Scherzer.
Reinvented himself. Scherzer, his last two starts, Chris, have not been good for Scherzer.
Yeah, but neither have Gerrit Cole's. Last three. You picked
them. JD Martinez playing for the Red Sox?
All right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.